sincerity is always understood. Sincerity is always understood. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Sincerity is always understood. Are you always sincere? Am I always sincere? Is everything I do always the action of a sincere being, of a loving being, of a caring being? Am I always sincere? It depends. It depends on whether I think things are beautiful or not, whether I think things are good or not, whether I think things are wonderful or not. I am sincere only when I believe in what I am doing and in what I am seeing and in what I am. Now, that leaves a lot of latitude, doesn't it? It leaves a lot of area wherein we can have other opinions, where we can have other attitudes, other thoughts. If I am always sincere, if I always believe in it, what does sincerity mean? How can I always be sincere? How can I always be believing and knowing? If I am a sincere friend, I'm a friend who allows you to do exactly what you want to do and be who you want to be, and as long as you are doing things that are harmonious with me, I'm in your life. But when you do things that are not harmonious with me, then I slip away from your life because we are not friends. Friends are people who love to do the same things. Friends are people who enjoy walking down the same street. Friends are people who enjoy the same type of entertainment, the same type of discussions, the same type of things. Oh, we may have different opinions, but we like the same type of things to have opinions about. And that's what a friend is. And if I am sincere, what kind of a sincere father am I? Am I the type of father that trains my child to be his highest and best, or do I train the child to be what I think I like to do? And do I giggle when a child has a sip of beer? Do I giggle when something is out of line? That's not sincerity. That's absolute foolishness. I'm on this earth, I'm in this life experience, to be the finest and best that I'm able to be. Now, that's not always easy to do when you're living around other people. But it's easy to do when you always live around yourself. If I always live my values, my virtues, my desires, my program, then I never get in trouble. It's only when I look at what other people do and I think, oh, that's interesting, or I'd like to try that, or I try everything once. Well, so if you try everything once, shoot yourself, and then you're dead, and you try that once, and then you're on another dimension. And that's silly, sort of silly, isn't it? We're here on this dimension to make the most of it. We're here on this dimension of life as we are on every dimension of life, which we are living all at one time, but we're here on this dimension of life to live our life to the highest and finest that we are able. Sometimes we don't do that until we're down at the wire and we're ready to take off to our next adventure, and we wake up to the fact that, hey, I don't have to fight the world. I just delight in the world and be the world. I just am my sincere self. And when I'm my sincere self, everyone understands that. And mostly I understand that. Can I be my sincere self? Can I be my delightful self? Can I be the self that I truly am, the self that says all is in divine order? Can I be the self that says I live in a great world? Can I sincerely say I look around me and I see everything and I call it good? Can I do that? A lot of people find trouble doing that. And that's only because they're not sincere with themselves. When I look at my life and I say I am giving it my best, is my life a beautiful life? Is my life a satisfying life? Oh, yes, it is. When I look at my life and I see if I am living up to my highest and best in every single way, am I sincere about that? Truly, I am. Everyone, when they live to their highest and best, are sincere. They don't have to prove it to anybody. They don't have to go around shouting, hey, look, I'm living to my highest and best. I'm wonderful. Aren't I good? Oh, my goodness, I'm so good. I'm so wonderful. Because people will begin to look for your faults. They'll begin to look for your failures. They'll begin to look for your ability, your opportunity, your circumstances where you are not living up to your best. And then as they look, they'll find them. They'll find them because they will judge actions that you do, and they will say those actions are not true. They'll say about things that you do that they are not good because they don't understand why you have done them. They don't understand the whole circumstances, and they never will because they're not sincere. All they're doing is looking how to pick on you. Now, we do that to ourselves sufficiently, more than sufficiently. And because we pick on ourselves and we're looking for our failures, we find it difficult to stay in line, in tune, in harmony with our successes, with our joys. Now, did you smile at another person sincerely? And did you bring a happiness to their heart and yours? Anytime. Even if only once in your lifetime you do this, you'll do it more than that, that's for sure. But even if only once that you can remember it, well, then dwell upon that. Whatsoever things are good and of good report, think on these things. Yes, dwell on these things. Dwell on all the beautiful and the good that the world has to offer, and you will be the most sincere, devoted, desired, a magnificent being that ever walked the face of the earth. You'll be so fulfilled and so in tune with yourself, then you know that your sincerity is always understood. Oh yes, your sincerity is always understood. There's no way to get around it. There's no way that anyone can misunderstand your sincerity when you really are sincere. Now, when you give a comment to another person, is it a sincere comment or is it a comment that's trying to manipulate the other person to be good or to be bad? Even manipulating comments in a good way are not sincere. A sincere comment is one where you look at them and you wrap them in your pure white light of love and you see them beautiful, you see them perfect, and so they are. And now that you've seen that, now, wrap yourself in your pure white light of love and see yourself perfect in every way. See yourself loving. See yourself a sincere being. See yourself the type of being that all the world looks at and says, wow, what a wonderful neighbor I have. He's the most sincere person I've ever met in my life. A pure reflection of yourself. A pure reflection of myself. If my neighbor is good, it's a reflection of myself. If my neighbor is not so good, it too is a reflection of myself. So let's dwell on my good neighbor. Let's dwell on my good world. Let's dwell on every country in this world knows how to be honest, knows how to work with purity and goodness, knows how to accomplish the highest and the best for all of its citizens. Every country. Every country is like a family. And the mother and father of the family, the values of the family, all these things are what make that family a happy family, what make people like to live in that country, in that family. Now, what kind of a family are you living in? Are you living in a family of beautiful beings? Are you living in a community of beautiful beings? Are you living in a country of beautiful beings? Are you a citizen of a world, of a country, who are tremendously sincere people who, under all circumstances, are looking for the highest and best for themselves and for everyone else? And as they look for the highest and best for themselves and everyone else, they find it. Oh, yes, they find it. Now, why do they find it? They find it because they're looking for it. And you'll find it too, because you're looking for it. Sincerity is always understood. So, sincerely, if you are looking for good in the world, you'll find it. If you're looking for good in your family, you'll find it. But why not just go to the best possible source of that there is? Go to yourself and look for sincerity in yourself. And it's very easy to find. Because as you look for sincerity in yourself, you don't look for anything that says you're better than the rest of the world. You only look for things that say, I like me. I like what I'm doing. I like my attitude. I like my thinking. I like me. I like me. I like me. Can you say that? Can you believe that? Can you be sincere in your attitude about yourself that you say, I like me, because you are really a very wonderful being. You are really a fantastic being. You are really a glorious being. And it's true. The more you say, I like me, to yourself, the more you learn to build the state of sincerity within yourself that you are a wonderful person, that you are a very desirable person, that you are a very thoughtful person, that the world that you live in, that I live in, I like to include myself always when I talk about you, the world that we live in, that I live in, that you live in, is a desirable world. Is a world filled with all that is good and beautiful. The world that's filled with actions that make me proud of myself. I am sincere in everything that I do. And my sincerity is always, always understood. My sincerity is always understood. My sincerity is always understood because I like me. Because I'm a happy person. Because life is just so wonderful, so grand, so beautiful, so filled with all beautiful, powerful, fantastic things that it is just a joy to live it. It's a joy for me to wake up in the morning. It's a joy for me to walk down the streets of my life. It's a joy for me to greet my fellow human beings and to greet my brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and mother and father and all the beings in my world. It's a joy for me to greet them. It's a joy for me to say, good morning, world, good morning, you wonderful world, good morning, good morning, good morning. And what happens to me when I say that? When I say that, I feel very good. When I say, good morning, world, I am saying, I have created a good world. I have created a lovely world. You wake up in the morning and you're in your private room and you're standing next to your bed looking in the mirror and you say to the mirror, good morning, world! Good morning, world! And you smile and you tickle in your heart, and the mirror just sort of bubbles back at you, saying, good morning to you! And you feel so good. Now, as you do this, step out of your room, step into your world, step into your house, step into your world, step into the street, step into your world, step into your work, step into your world, wherever you go, Say good morning, world, I love you. And all the world will look at you and say, you are sincere. You are a glorious being. And sincerity in truth is always understood. Can you do that? Can I do that? Do we do that? That's the big question. Not can we can, but do we? Do we? Do you truly love yourself? Do you truly love your creation? Do you truly love life? Do you truly want to remain here on the planet Earth and do all sorts of things for thousands of years, living in your dynamic, youthful body at all times, whole and perfect, surrounded by glorious beings at all times, whole and perfect, experiencing all of the wonderful creations, the innovations, the inventions that time brings, and you are there because you're enjoying every single moment. And nobody looks at you and thinks, hey, how come you're so young or so old? Nobody looks at you and says, hey, you're out of place. You belong in another time. Nobody looks at you like that because you are one in and as wherever you are. And all is in divine right order. And all is wonderful. It's up to you. If this is the type of world you want, then go for it, grab it, enjoy it, run with it, and let it be something so fantastic that it says, this is who you are. This is who you are, and this is who I am. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.